Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're starting, I don't want to say from scratch because it's the second year from Caleb, but in this system, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, you got so much opportunity to shape and you know, have an impact with Caleb Williams. You know, I know the one thing, it's going to be the completion rate. You know, that's the one thing that he's got to get him better at. He's at 56% today. That's the one area. Take the easy throw. Take the boring throw. It doesn't always have to be that spectacular throw that you can make.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Moose Johnson on the call with our buddy Cougs yesterday.
Cougs!
It's fun to have him on the show, man.
Totally agree.
Especially we flipped over to Cubs conversation.
His hardcore, Sahadev-level Cubs analysis mixed with, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, pure fandom.
Uh-huh.
Was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really great. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Thank you so much for hanging out. There'll be some new sound from Ben Johnson that we want to get to. But Speaks came in today and he's like, hey, did you guys see what I saw in the post-game press conference? We were like, go ahead. So go ahead.
So I want to see from Caleb this year accountability. I want to see him learn from the head coach who's willing to say when he screwed up. And I want to see a young guy who's willing to stand in his truth and say when he screwed up. Last week when he said he got the play call wrong on the DeAndre Swift touchdown, I was like, hell yeah, man, good for you. It happens. You're young. There's nothing harder maybe in all of sports than to do what you're doing and develop as a young quarterback. So there are a few different things in his post-game presser. One was about his decision whether to run or not. We're actually going to hold that till next segment because we have also some new Ben Johnson about that. But here's some other Caleb. In general, he said right away that he was not at his best yesterday.
Defense had 4 turnovers, 4 sacks. I threw an interception. I didn't play well today.
That's nice and clean, man. You didn't. That's okay. You got to win. The team picked you up. Good for you. You know, just be comfortable saying it. We all have bad days. Dude had a bad day. A little bit more from Caleb, quickly saying it. He was asked about the snap issues between him and Drew Dolman,
which was ugly yesterday. Where at one point, Drew Dolman, they got saved at one point by a pre-snap penalty. They got saved because Drew Dolman is holding on. So was it Homer Simpson who tried that in a football game, or was it Peter Griffin? One of them did that
A game. Where they don't snap?
Yeah, where they're the center and they like run with the ball.
The center sneak.
I feel like that was Peter when he was playing with Tom against Tom Brady with the Silly Nannies, but maybe maybe it was Homer. But Drew Dolman tried it yesterday.
Can't get away with that in the NFL. Here's Caleb on the snap issues.
It is frustrating just because we put so much time and energy into it. But I wouldn't say I put that on Drew or anybody. You know, I can take that blame.
I can take that blame. Frankly, I don't know if he should take that blame. But I love that he's taking that blame.
quarterback should always take the blame on center quarterback exchange.
And you should always, but Dolman after the game said he kind of screwed up. But Caleb in his answer said it goes back to cadence. So maybe Caleb did screw it up. Either way, I love him taking that blame. Go ahead, young fella. It's all right. And you got to wear it.
Look, the quarterback should have to wear it, but I'll just say that there's one person in particular that he should always wear it for, and it's the center.
Yeah.
Every single time.
There you go.
It was me. It's not him. It was me.
Because that's your partner in knowledge acquisition and in yes. execution. So you wear it for him.
It's why I don't blame Alex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Right. I'm still working on that. I'm still kind of ironing out.
My cadence isn't great.
Still.
10. Yeah. Stand by.
What?
6.
7.
Stand by.
Go. Go.
Go.
It's not a great cadence. And then towards the end of Caleb's post, he gave you a nice summation of what they can be when everything comes together.
We have a defense, we have a special teams that can help us win games, a run game that can control the game. We get this figured out on my side. You know, we'll be putting up a lot of points. It'd be very dangerous.
So, look, once we get it figured out on my side. So, I love it. Accountability from the young guy. Let's listen to this, and you tell me where he's talking about the tough day that he had yesterday. You tell me if this is nice, clean accountability without what Matt Forte just referred to as self-deception. Here's Caleb.
Days like today, I would say, are needed, just in the sense of it, you know, it gives you a little bit more to be able to look back on something and figure out what. And so that's important. And so you have these moments, and then you get, you know, you get later in the season, and, you know, you may start to have one of these moments, and you get to go back to the feeling, go back to, you know, what was wrong and you know, what you need to figure out early in the season. And so now, you know, when we're late in the season, it's like, okay, I remember what it was. I remember, you know, how can I fix it? It's more of a solution based, you know, thing instead of it being like, you know, what's the issue? And so right now we're going to go back. I'm going to go look at the film. I'm going to figure out and I am going to figure this out, especially with, you know, some of these explosive plays, some of these, you know, mainly talking about the on the run stuff. And I haven't been efficient with those. I haven't been hitting them, and it's frustrating. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out. When we start hitting on those cylinders, where we start having some of these explosive plays, especially, you know, when the play breaks and it turns into our second play, it's going to be, real devastating to the other side. So we're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. And then other than that, it just comes down to the basics, feet, eyes, delivering a good ball to the guys. And then it comes down to, like I said before, communication and make sure everybody's on the same page. And, you know, we're rolling off the ball.
So I like it in general. I worry that he's a little too focused on the run stuff, mm-hmm. the special stuff.
that we know that he can do, and like he shouldn't worry that much about it.
And that he chose to do instead of scrambling to get a few yards.
Yeah.
And that it does not speak to the interception or the inaccuracies in structure, which are more concerning, you know, to me. So I just feel like he's a little still in love with what it seemed like he was in love with coming out, the special off script, out of structure stuff.
Yeah, I would love to have a conversation. Pick five of the best offensive coaches in the NFL, and let's throw Ben Johnson in there too, because I think that he's part of that group. And really talk to them about the importance of chain moving and trying to get that across to young, exciting players that are used to, hey, man, I got to make something happen. I have to make something happen, instead of it's going to happen. There's going to be those opportunities inside of games. But let's get this first down first. Let's make sure that it's third and three.
Let's get a positive play. Remember Tom Brady saying the Belichick secret that he learned was don't have negative plays.
Yeah.
Period.
But I think that with any of these young quarterbacks, like the group that's out there right now, they are so known for the big play that I don't want to say this as a pejorative, and I know it's going to be taken that way. It's boring to check it down. It's boring to hit the 6-yard hook play. Those are boring when we can let's get some movement going. And I felt like both of those quarterbacks yesterday,
both of them,
did that, where there was the one play where it looked like Rattler had 10 yards to run,
and he chose not to.
And he's like, no, I'm a chuck it. He's like, don't do that. Or when he's not being careful with the ball in the pocket yesterday, and he works out great for the Bears, but you're stumbling with one hand on the ball as you try to navigate a dirty pocket because you want to make a spectacular play instead of just making the play.
Was it Alex who said it or Tanny in the group thread? We're talking about both quarterbacks at one point yesterday. This is some Lincoln Riley protege sloppy ass stuff that's going on.
It was Tanny.
It was both of them, both quarterbacks. And there's a component of ego. There's a component of youthful ego in there of like, I can do anything. And at this level, sometimes you can't. And you just got to let an overall team be the thing. That's what is getting broken down this year. And I think it can happen with Caleb. But like that ego is what's getting broken down by hard coaching.
So look, since we're doing Back to the Future today, I covered a quarterback who felt this way. I actually covered two quarterbacks who felt this way. Both Rex and Jay felt like their arm was strong enough that they could make any throw. In Jay's case, he was a better athlete than Rex. And Jay made a lot of plays with his feet. But there would be times where Jay would be like, I can wait on that window because my arm is strong enough that I'm going to be able to make that throw later than I'm supposed to. And it would bite him in the ass so often.
Yeah, man.
And Rex kind of did the same thing, although he was doing it more from the pocket. He's like, I can zip this. Like I can rifle this thing. And sometimes he would win, and he was right. But most of the time, it was a mistake. Yeah. So ego comes into it, and you have to learn how to let some of it go. And that's a hard thing to ask.
It's incredibly hard. It's difficult. It's Mayfield still does the special and spectacular sometimes, but he is thoroughly happy to do the basics and do what he needs to do and play within structure and scramble for a few yards. And Caleb has had those moments this year where he's shown it. Yesterday, and we'll talk about the running specifically in a moment. Yesterday, I did feel like maybe he and Rattler were kind of in a little ego competition.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little like that out there at times.
Yeah, it did feel that way. And it was gross, kind of, you know? Like
it was just youthful, man.
It was. It was very high school.
And like I mean I remember being in my 20s and being, you know, ego driven and full and competitive like that, as opposed to now, Lawrence, where I'm so
you're totally got everything covered,
right?
Now,
don't you think so? I'm like so evolved. Thank you, Alex, for acknowledging that. Appreciate that.
First nice thing you said about Alex today.
You're very humble, Speaks. That's the word you were looking for.
I think that's the best part about me.
I would say all things
play
considered,
in structure.
No.
Yeah, I can broadcast in structure. Although I do like being out of structure.
Yeah, you like it a little too much. I like the chaos inside of the structure.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, there's room for everybody. But
that's right, Caleb.
It's so funny, man. This is like, but this is the stuff. This is the human stuff that's going on in the coach and quarterback dynamic, or at least our interpretation of it. And again, he's a kid and he's developing and they're winning while he's developing, which is awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.